This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
It's absolutely delicious.
I make this.
Lupita, you're fired.
What? But I cooked.
The TV series Weeds returns to Showtime this week. It's about a suburban mom who also happens to be a successful pot dealer. Mary Louise Parker is the star.
I can't afford to pay you anymore.
What if I tell the police what you do?
Then the guy I owe money to might decide to kill you.
Maybe we should not discuss this in front of the younger members of our audience.
One of the reasons people like Weeds is that it overturns some of the big conventional wisdom about, quote, the suburbs, so much of which is kind of an anachronistic holdover from the Donna Reed and Leave It to Beaver days. Suburbanites can be lawbreakers and weirdos.
I'm rocking the suburbs, just like Quiet Riot did.
There's an artist named Fritz Haig who is out to celebrate that potential for suburban eccentricity. He has an art project called Edible Estates, Attack on the Front Lawn. Haig has been digging up and transforming front lawns from Kansas to California to a brand new one in Austin, Texas. The only member of the Studio 360 team who actually has a proper front lawn is Julie Burstein. And she found out that one of Haig's edible estates is in her town, Maplewood, New Jersey. So she invited Fritz Haig to take a tour.
The houses in my neighborhood are from the 1920s. Most front yards are small, the kids play in the back, and the streets have leafy names like Oakview and Park.
So when you look at a lawn, what do you see?
Wasted potential. Like these houses on the right with very manicured hedges and bushes surrounding the houses. I mean, this is our accepted norm of what is beautiful today.
Fritz Haig has a vision for the front yards of America. It doesn't include a single evergreen shrub or blade of grass. Haig calls his project Edible Estates, Attack on the Front Lawn.
What drew me first to this project was not about getting rid of the evil lawn and replacing it with the good organic vegetable garden. It was about doing work that was out in the world that Americans are living in.
In 2004, just after the presidential elections, in which the map was divided red and blue, Haig wanted a project that would look at the purple. So he divided the United States into 9 squares and set a goal to make gardens in each region. Haig went on to plant gardens in Los Angeles and in London, and they have seductively messy circular raised beds spilling over with vines and vegetables.
So here we are on the corner of Tuscan and Colgate.
The edible estate he designed in Maplewood is a couple of blocks from where I live.
How long has it been since I've been here? It's probably been 8 months or something.
And it's a bit different. It's a grid of 15 raised beds, each 4x4, and filled with vegetables and herbs.
But it looks like they've been mulching around the strawberries, which are still there.
When you planted this garden here, what was the response from the neighbors?
Well, they actually removed their lawn, that house there, I believe, like right after we did. So there was some immediate impact. I know this family was really excited about it. The family on the other side was really upset. I don't know if they ever came around.
Haig's approach is provocative. He's attacking the front lawn, after all. But he also seems a bit uneasy with the role of provocateur, with the idea that he might upset somebody. He's really a nice guy. He grew up in Minnesota. He liked mowing his lawn when he was a kid. And he kind of wants it both ways.
I always get a little bit uncomfortable after I give lectures and people come up to me feeling like they have to defend themselves first before we can have a conversation. Like, I planted some tomatoes in my front yard, so I'm good, right? And then now I can talk to you about the project or something, because I don't, you know, it's not really about that kind of binary opposition of yes or no, good or bad.
So how have the projects been different one to the next?
I would say one interesting commonality they've all had is every single time I plant one of these gardens, it's always all of the kids in the neighborhood that are there immediately, and they help the entire time, and they're usually the most invested, the most interested, the most helpful.
You can help remove the hole.
Let's widen that a little bit more, guys. There you go.
Like this?
Yeah, it's a real good hole, guys.
This spring, Fritz Haig planted an edible estate on the lawn outside of a housing project on the south side of Austin.
It was like 30 kids doing a large part of the work, and they were the most serious, consistent workers there morning till night.
The ground! I see the ground! I see the paper.
That's okay.
They weren't suspicious. It was just like, okay, this sounds great. Let's do it. Where do you want the tree? You know?
Yay, that's a car piece!
Of course, my first reaction is always, oh no, the kids are planting. It's going to be all wrong, and everything will die, and it'll be a mess. But what I realize is it's really important to have those kids planting them. You can be assured that if they're there for 3 days straight planting this thing, they're going to be really concerned with how it does. And the more people who live there that have their hands in it, the more likely it is to do well.
I can't take it any longer. My back is killing me. Oh, my back.
Put your foot on there. Stand it down.
I really try to be as invisible as possible. I'm really just this little catalyst that's coming in, but as soon as I leave, it really becomes tended and taken care of and owned by whatever families are there.
These are our neighbors. You know, yep. Let me ask them. This is Fritz Haig. He's an artist who works with people turning their front yards into beautiful gardens that grow vegetables. What would you think if we did that?
It would be so
be
cool.
Very green.
It would be very, yeah, it would be
Start
beautiful. And it would be even better if we could do it for free.
So at this point, you may, like me, be thinking, what could I plant on my front lawn? Rutabaga? Raspberries? Snap peas? Or there may be another question on your mind. Why is this art?
I'm ultimately just really interested in this contrast between taking something very primitive and old-fashioned and almost kind of grandma, like a vegetable garden, and making it provocative. Because I don't think it's interesting anymore to be provocative with violence and sex and all of those things that are very easy to turn off, and we don't respond to them anymore because we see them so much. But I think there's more subversive ways to be provocative. And today it seems like it's with knitting and gardening and things like that that go against our highly mediated and commercialized society that we live in today.
The strawberries in Maplewood's edible estate are just about ripe. And after spending so much time with Fritz Haig and looking at his gardens, I just ordered blueberry bushes for my front bed. And who knows, maybe by next spring, we'll rip up the entire lawn. For Studio 360, I'm Julie Burstein.
Andrea Salenzi helped produce our story, and you can see pictures of Fritz Haig's edible estates at studio360.org.